Happy morning to you. I'm Pastor Joel of Heart City Church. Welcome to Happy and Whole in Him, a daily devotional where we spend 5 minutes with Jesus and discover His heart. John 1:14 tells us, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us." In other words, John is saying that in Jesus, God's heart took on two legs and moved into our neighborhood. And John's gospel begins this way. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through Him all things were made. Without Him nothing was made that has been made. In Him was life, and that life was the light of men. John begins his account of Jesus coming this way because he wants to put flesh on the very first truth we find in the Bible. Do you remember that first truth? Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. There is a being who stands outside our time and space, God. There is a creator, and there is a creation, in which we are the star attraction, but we are not God. Now you may be thinking, Joel, this is not a helpful devotional. I know this truth. God is the creator, we are creatures. I even tell this to my unbelieving friends and family. But let me ask, does the way you live reveal this fundamental truth? Do you live as a dependent creature, or do you live practically speaking with a survival of the fittest mindset? A.W. Tozer said, "What comes into our mind when we think about God is the most important thing about us." In other words, what you really think about God determines your path, how you live, for better or for worse. What we say we believe and how we live are often two different things, right? I say that because 2020 has revealed a lot about what I believe. I speak to you as a fellow struggler, learning how to live as a dependent creature. I say I am flesh and blood, humanity, trusting in God, but too often, I don't live that way. Wonderfully, Jesus, our Creator, came in our flesh to instruct strugglers like me to be okay with being limited. He says, "Don't let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God? Believe also in me." John 14:1. The happy news this morning is that Jesus came so that our hearts need not be troubled, which means we can completely rethink today's unhappy news. I'm referring to social media, the internet, and the news sources you listen to. I'm not saying these are all bad, but let's be real. They lay upon us a crushing weight we cannot bear. How many tragic events have you seen this year, happening in our nation, happening in our world? Have they left you at times feeling exhausted, despairing, perhaps feeling responsible? Do you realize that most of humanity for most of history never had such immediate access to all the events and troubles of our world? 100 years ago, you would only be seeing the difficulties of your own neighborhood, and maybe a few still shots of major events elsewhere after they happened. But today you get ringside seats, almost immediately, in vivid detail to events happening all over our nation and globe. And you can watch the tragedy again and again and again until you cannot unsee it. And you soak in the suffering. And your compassion reserves begin to run dry. Oh, and then you're taken to another place where there's more carnage to take in. My dear friend, you are only flesh and blood. God did not make you to be everywhere in the world at once. It is His job to be everywhere. Weary soul, God did not make you to be all-knowing. Your witnessing the event, even in high definition, does not mean that you're expected to evaluate it and determine the truth, much less than are you responsible to do something as though you are the Savior. Charles Spurgeon writes, "Many servants of God are made to feel their weakness in another way, by an oppressive sense of responsibility. Do not take an exaggerated view of what the Lord expects of you. He will not blame you for not doing that which is beyond your mental power or physical strength, We are not the Father, nor the Savior, nor the Comforter of the Church. We cannot take the responsibility of the universe upon our shoulders. This is happy news for you today. God did not hardwire you to be Him. You do not have to carry the crushing burden of the weight of the world. God became flesh, so that flesh didn't need to become God. Jesus says, don't let your heart be troubled. Spend a little more time being human today. Perhaps take a nature walk and have a little more quiet time with me, and you'll find I have just what your soul needs. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we praise you because that is what we as men of flesh were made to do. You're our Creator who has promised to never leave or forsake us. Forgive us for taking on burdens greater than we can bear. Grant us wisdom about what we can bear so we might not hurt ourselves or others. Help us to take your kind yoke upon us, that we might find rest for our souls. Amen.